It seems like Legos are just everywhere these days. They have television shows.
Epic all-new season of Lego Masters.
Full-length movies featuring superheroes.
Good night, Alfred.
Sir, it's morning.
But what about NFL locker room?
Here he is throwing in the middle. It's caught by Watson. He's got great speed. Turning the corner. Christian Watson down the sideline. And he will score.
Christian, from like 2 or 3 years old, was not, he was a Lego guy. And he was not breaking anything down. He built it, and we called them Christian's creations. They were everywhere in his room, in the playroom, everywhere, because he didn't want to break them down. They were amazing. There were some really cool things that he built. And then for every single time he got a good report card and he got a reward, he'd want to buy a 1,000 or 2,000 piece Lego set, and then he put it together in like an hour and a half. It was crazy.
That's Krista Lynn. She's the mother of Green Bay Packers wide receiver Christian Watson.
So like I would follow the directions a little bit, but I mean, as I kind of got into it and really just got going, I mean, you can kind of just get into a flow where you are, you know, are able to look at the picture, or like, you know, I would build something that I like. So like I would build something from like Lego Star Wars that I had already like know what it looks like, and okay, they kind of come in those individual packets, so I kind of knew what I was building at the time. So you know, I would just kind of, you know, once I got in my zone, I was just in my zone.
Watson's early love of Legos helped mold another passion of his, architecture.
Going through my first year and a half of mechanical engineering, and I kind of figured out that mechanical engineering just wasn't for me. It was kind of too broad on the spectrum of engineering. I wanted to be more into, you know, designing and just the architectural, you know, side of the engineering, you know, designing stuff that, you know, I specifically wanted to get into.
Over the course of his career at North Dakota State, Watson went from a fringe draft pick to a first or second round projection. Focused on football while still excelling in the classroom, he ended up graduating with a degree in business, but still knows he has architecture to fall back on.
And then my plan would be, you know, obviously if I'm not able to do everything that I want to do with this game, obviously, to go back and finish 2 more years and get the architectural engineering degree.
His mom remembers watching him build and build Legos for hours on end, and thinks that really helped mold his creativity.
These Legos are literally just going to take over our whole entire house. They're literally going to take, we should have bought stock in Legos way back when, and that gives me a great idea. I think that Christian's first like nonprofit endeavor needs to be something that has to do with like kids and Legos and creativity and letting them build, and like, because that, I think that was a great outlet for him too, to have to sit still and work his brain.
Christian and his family never deconstructed the Lego sets, but he says over time the old ones might have disappeared.
I mean, at some point, I can't remember exactly, but you know, at some point, I'm sure they just, you know, started disappearing. You know, as you know, the older ones just started disappearing. I'm sure they just came in and grabbed them and you know, threw them somewhere.
And it's pretty much the rule for anyone with Legos nearby: bare feet, beware.
Thing is, you take something like Legos as a kid, and I can't even tell you how many I stepped on and how many curse words came out of my mouth.
In the middle of training camp, Watson definitely doesn't have time for Legos right now, but he can admit that his team is definitely in the midst of building something.
This, you know, period in time that we're at right now during training camp is all about growth and all about, you know, putting things together. So, I mean, I think we're all, you know, intricate pieces and you know, putting together the team that we want to be this year. I feel like it's like that for every team every year. I mean, every team is different each and every year. Obviously, there's a lot of people that, you know, want to say that, you know, we're doing a little bit more of it this year. But, I mean, that is what it is. You know, people can say what they want and then, you know, think they have what they want. But at the end of the day, I mean, we come in here and we have a goal. And we got to, you know, achieve that goal with the guys that we have in here.
Tony Cartagena, WTMJ News.